Jason Michelle, 1025, 1063, The Game. Chase McCabe, Michelle Knezovic, Nick Kieser with you on this Friday. Hope it's a great day. We talked about the S2 testing and how that matters for drafting and draft evaluation. A guy that has written about it, and you can hear, of course, every morning from 6 to 9 here on 1025, 1063, The Game. Joe Rexroad joins us now. Joseph, good Friday. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good to speak with you guys and speak with you again, Michelle. I'm doing great.
So we've seen these test results that aren't supposed to come out, but as you know, being a great reporter as you are, that stuff will get out. That's generally what happens. And CJ Stroud, who a lot of people have viewed as a top two draft pick in this draft, reportedly scored an 18% on the S2 testing, which is a cognitive test. I know you have, let's start with that. You've written about S2 testing and it's based here in Nashville and you've done some studies on it. In general, what is it and why are teams using it?
Yeah, so back in the fall of 2020, it was my former editor and still my colleague at The Athletic, Mitch Light, who turned me onto this story because these were two former Vanderbilt neuroscientists, Brandon Ally and Scott Wiley, and they started this company in 2016. But they have worked at Vanderbilt. You know, they have worked with doing a lot of cognitive testing to help people. One of them, and I forget who, so one of them worked mostly with people with Alzheimer's disease, and one mostly with people with Parkinson's disease, and so they came up with a lot of ways really to help people, I guess in some cases fend off the disease or, you know, improve cognitively. And so, you know, certain tests help you kind of see what someone's mental processing is. They're also big sports guys, Brandon ran track at UT, Scott played college baseball. And they basically they kind of drove themselves crazy watching the draft together, and people were like, yeah, he just has a nose for the ball, and he just got a feel for the game, you know? And like we need to, like tell people, like, this can actually be measured. So they started this company. It's been since 2016. And when I wrote the story on it, you had already seen some major results. LSU, in particular, Vanderbilt baseball. When that story came out, Joe Burrow had just taken the test and had blown it away. But LSU was in really early on this, on mental processing as a way to evaluate players. And it's, Jack Marucci, a guy I talked to there, a trainer there, was like, it's a big part of, like, some of their great teams. Yes, speed, size, athleticism, all these things are hugely important, but they prioritize mental processing. So this is, I could go on and on about this, but you're right, Chase. I knew then, and I think I wrote in that story, it's like, you're going to start hearing about the S2 scores. You know, it's a way better indicator in terms of relevance to the field than the Wonderlic, right? I mean, the Wonderlic is basically an IQ test. I mean, people have scored terribly on that, been great football players, have scored wonderfully on that, been terrible football players. And I'm not saying there's a direct one-for-one positive correlation between S2 scores and, you know, football performance. It's one part of a ton of things to evaluate. And still, to me, there's nothing that comes close to touching the film when you're looking at a player coming in the NFL. But so far, what we have seen is that really good S2 scores with quarterbacks have kind of been correlated to really good quarterbacks. And so now we have this information on CJ Stroud, but we're going to have to wait and see that sort itself out. CJ Stroud as an 18% to me doesn't match up with what we've seen from him.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the thing, how our team's going to value that. But with the team here, with the Titans, we know in the Mike Vrabel era, and really before that, analytics and things like this have not been a priority. I feel now that it's becoming more of a priority. Rand Carthon has come in. He's an analytics guy. He's brought in analytics guys. So how do you think that they are using this to help evaluate draft prospects?
Well, they are. First of all, and that's an important point to make, when I wrote this story, I believe four NFL teams had contract with the S2 Cognition guys. Nobody else gets the results. You only get these results if you pay them and you are a partner. And their initial rule was, so when they started the company, they approached the Titans. The Titans basically were like, yeah, no thanks. They went to the Colts. The Colts said, yeah, sign us up. Their initial rule was, we will partner with one team in every division in the NFL. Last year they decided, okay, we'll do two. I mean, look, there's demand for their services. I mean, I have to imagine that this draft season, those guys are going to have more business they can handle. Because, of course, they do a lot of private work with people who want their kids tested and to work on different things, right? So, I mean, this is probably blowing up their business, which has already been very successful. But now the Titans, John Robinson, when they decided to go to two, he jumped on that. And that was last fall. So it was really one of the last things he did as GM was he signed the Titans up to partner with S2. So they get access to all the scores. If you're a team that isn't connected with this company, you can't have them. Now, you said, they're going to be leaked, but you can't have them. And so it's really interesting, and I wonder if and how that might evolve over time. But, yeah, look, I think the Titans, like you said, Rand Carthon, I mean, he brings in Chad Brinker, who kind of has his own kind of program that he actually owns, and he brings that from the Packers. And that some of that I know is related to injury history and injury projection, which, of course, the Titans could use that. but in terms of cognitive processing, yeah, I don't see how anybody who really looks at this stuff and looks into it would come away and say, nah, there's no value in that. Again, I don't know. You don't want to overvalue it. And I feel like some of the reaction today is even spoken to maybe a little bit of overvaluing, but I don't know how you could look into what these guys do, look at the results and what it has told us so far about different kinds of athletes and just dismiss it. I mean, there's something to this.
Joe Rexroad joins us right now. So, Joe, this morning Bob McGinn had the report that came out just naming all of the quarterbacks in this draft, or most of them at least, and their S2 tests. I know the C.J. Stroud one caught a lot of people's eyes, but Hendon Hooker scoring a 46 on that. I know that the owners of S2 consider scoring an 80 or above is considered elite. Do you draw any conclusions to the offense that Hendon Hooker was in and his S2 testing score, Joe?
No, I don't think so. And that came up, Football and Other F-Words kind of tweeted that, and I kind of went back and forth this morning. I get the idea there, the idea being that because Tennessee's offense kind of simplifies things, you don't read the same stuff that other quarterbacks, you know, in different offenses read, maybe. I think the way to look at these S2 tests is it's kind of like just your brain is doing the 40. Your brain is doing a broad jump. Your brain is doing a triple jump, you know, whatever. I guess your brain doing a bench press. You know, like it's a test. It's really just a test of, like, how quickly you process any information. So I don't think, like, being in a particular offense is going to mean, like, your score is lower, or if you're in this offense, it's going to be higher. It really is, like, it's deeper than that. It's what, like, what your brain, how your brain takes in information and how fast it's able and how effectively it's able to process. And these tests are like I took all the tests, and by the way, I sucked, and I wish I would have got my S2 score. I guarantee it's bad. But it's a lot. It is, like, we had Jared on earlier, and he's actually kind of right. It's like if you go to, like, one of the science, you know, go to, like, a science museum, and or it's even, like, old school video games. A lot of it's like, here's, like, a bunch of dots. You try to predict where this is going to end up, or, you know, you've got something that's distracting you, and you're supposed to, like, you know, click on all these things. Can you do it while not being distracted? It's just a lot of visual processing, and then how quickly your mind works, and then, of course, you know, that relates to, you know, hand-eye coordination, stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't think so. I really don't think there's much to that. I think it's deeper than that. It's really just basically just how your brain works.
So one more question for you, Rex Rhode. This report comes out this morning, right, that C.J. Stroud got an 18 on this. This was from Bob McGinn, and he had some sources within the league. How detrimental do you think could it be to the S2 testing, you know, if scores are continued to being released like this ahead of the draft? What are just your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's going to happen. But here's the thing. I will say, you know, I guess I've come into some information today that I'm kind of pumping the brakes and waiting to see some things unfold. Bob McGinn is a very reliable reporter. He's been covering the NFL for a long time, and he has good sources in the league. If it comes out that there's an NFL executive out there who is putting out inaccurate scores to try to help himself, that is utterly just that is disgusting to me. You know, you're messing with a kid's future. So I'm not saying that's happening. I don't know. I'm just kind of waiting and seeing on this. And the Stroud number is really surprising. I don't know that you could even play effective. Well, I don't want to make too much of the S2 score. Like it doesn't tell you everything, but it doesn't really match up. You know what I mean? Like with even like not great scores are usually way higher than that. So I will say, I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be hard to prevent this from happening, but my gosh, GMs out there, if you're out there putting out misinformation on this, I mean, you need to be called out. And if that happened, I hope it gets quickly fixed, you know, whether it's the Stroud thing or whatever it may be. Like, that's where, I mean, and look, that's where, if it's an anonymous source telling a reporter, this is where anonymous sourcing is problematic. Your name's not on it, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, you should have accountability with the reporter still. And I know that if, like, Bob McGinn got lied to, he'd be furious right now. And I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if there's anything that comes of that. But, yeah, like, I don't think we're ever going to go back from this. It's like the Wonderlic, you know, which.
Yeah, it's going to get out.
To me, it was almost. Yeah, like it was. And it was almost like. The Wonderlic scores a lot of times only came – it's not like you heard everybody score, but it'd be like, oh, like Vince Young, terrible Wonderlic, you know. Like if someone did extraordinarily bad or good, but I feel like even more frequently bad, then it would come out.
Going to be interesting.
Robbie on my text line wants to know your thoughts on the plane from Green Bay. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, I mean – is it possible that that Robinson was giving out cognitive testing on the plane, and that's why he got fired? I don't know that it's not true. I mean, there's so many possibilities.
Very good stuff. Hey, appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll be listening Monday starting at 6.
Thanks, Rex Rhode.
All right, thanks, guys. See ya.
Joe Rex Rhode, one half of Robbie and Rex Rhode. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And yes, that was Robbie Stanley asking about the plane from Green Bay that Joe likes talking about so much. We will update you on our poll question at 102.5 The Game. Do you care about S2 testing at all now that it has become a thing? We'll give you the results of that and talk more about that coming up here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.